This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
بقربهم السعادة والنجاة.
يا باحثا عن خير صاحب في الحياة. صاحب بقربهم السعادة والنجاة. درب المعالي دربهم لم يسلكوا دربا سواه فدربهم درب الدعاء درب المعالي.
بسم الله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه من تبع هداه أما بعد. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. All praise is due to Allah alone, and may His peace and blessings be upon the final and last Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Dear viewers, welcome to your program, The Perfect Character. Today, inshallah, the talk will be about praise and criticism. The people's nature is that they like to be praised, and this is a human nature. We like to be given the credit of our deeds. Not that we work waiting for that, but it is a human nature that we are happy when people praise our work. And as long as that is not our intention, then this would be the glad tidings for the believer. That's what the Prophet ﷺ said, because he was asked, O Messenger of Allah, do you see if a man did a good deed and he was thanked for that? Is that a good sign or a bad sign? And the Prophet ﷺ said, this is the glad tiding for the Muslim before he gets the reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, many people, they don't like to be criticized, and they feel that this is wrong, that nobody can criticize them. And this is not the case with the true believer. The true believer who is looking to achieve the perfect manners and the perfect character, he is actually more happy with criticism than praise. That's what Ibn Hazm rahimahullah said. Ibn Hazm rahimahullah says, he who thinks about the reality of matters and reflects on the things deeply, even though they might be difficult at first glance, he would be happier with people's criticism than their praise. That's what he says. Why? This is against the nature. But why would you be more happy with people's criticism than their praise? He says, because if people praised you, and that was true, you did something good, and you were thanked for what you did, this might cause you to become arrogant. So now you will not look to do the good deed, you will look for people's praise, and that might lead to hypocrisy. So that is one disadvantage for praise. He says, and if they praised you unjustly, they say, MashaAllah, look at you. You are a righteous person. You pray a lot. And you know you don't, but you say, yeah, yeah, and you're happy with it. You will be happy with falsehood. And that is a grave error. That is a grave shortcoming. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in Surah Ali Imran that think not of those who are praised and pleased with what they did not do. Think not of them that they are good. Rather, they will be punished. لَا تَحْسَبَنَّ الَّذِينَ يَفْرَحُونَ بِمَا أَتَوْا وَيُحِبُّونَ أَن يُحْمَدُوا بِمَا لَمْ يَفْعَلُوا فَلَا تَحْسَبَنَّهُمْ بِمَفَازَةٍ مِّنَ الْعَذَابِ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. So these are two disadvantages for being praised. Either they praise you justly, it is true, you did something good, mashallah, that was really good, but that will lead you to become arrogant. Or they praised you unjustly, and you know that this is not true, but you were happy with it. Then you are happy with falsehood, and that is a grave shortcoming. On the other hand, if you were criticized, if people criticized you, and their criticism was right, it is indeed that you didn't do it right, it is indeed that it was your fault, it was your mistake, then in this case, you will avoid that in the future. So they gave you a positive feedback. So they improved your actions. Why wouldn't you be happy with that? Why wouldn't you take that? People sometimes pay money. Big corporations, they are actually paying money for surveys. Why? Because they know that when they pay money and survey the people and ask them and they get the feedback, that will improve their work and they will get more money. So now you are getting this for free. So you should be happy with people's criticism. If it was just and if it was true, someone would say, I agree, but what people are saying is not true and I cannot take it. They are fabricating lies. It's mere lie. Even if that was the case, even if what they are saying is not true, even if all what they're saying is baseless, still you will be rewarded. How? Because you are getting the reward. People are backbiting you. People are accusing you of things that are not true. So you are getting their good deeds without you doing anything. So why would you not be happy with getting people's good deeds while you don't have to strive? You don't have to work hard. So this is another advantage for being criticized. So these are two advantages of being criticized in contrast to two disadvantages for being praised. So which one would you prefer? Being praised or being criticized? Ibn Hazm rahimahullah says, the true believer, the one who reflects deeply and ponders and thinks of the reality of the matters, he would be happier with people's criticism more than people's praise. On the other hand, Ibn Hazm rahimahullah says, he who thinks that he will be protected and he will be safe of people's criticism, he is mad. He is mad. He is insane. The one who thinks that he will be protected of people's criticism, he is insane. And this is so true. Why some people feel bad? Why they have a stringent chest? They are feeling very bad, very difficult time. They're having very difficult time when someone accuses them of something bad. Why? Who do you think you are? Who do you think yourself you are? Even the Prophet ﷺ, the perfect human being, wasn't he criticized? Wasn't he accused of being magician, of being soothsayer, of being a liar? Yet he is the messenger of Allah. And all these things were untrue. Did that affect him? It did not. And he kept on going, giving the da'wah. He did not fight back. He did not attack the people who accused him. This is a reminder that no matter how perfect you are trying to be, you will be criticized. So what do? You try to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and rely on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that's it. Even the kuffar, they even attacked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah Azza wa Jal says in the Quran, indeed Allah has heard those who said that Allah is poor and we are rich. Subhanallah. They are accusing Allah Azza wa Jal of being stingy, of being poor. And in another ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the Jews have said that the hand of Allah is tight. The hand of Allah is withheld. Indeed, we will write down what they said. We will write down their saying. So if our Creator, Allah Azza wa Jal, who is able to do everything and anything in a split second, in a blink of an eye, he was criticized by the creation, why would you think that you will be safe and you will be protected from criticism? On the other hand, do you think that you are perfect? Do you think that you never have any shortcomings? The Prophet ﷺ mentioned that all sons of Adam, all the children of Adam, they all err. They all make mistakes. So if you make a mistake, then why would you feel bad if someone criticized you? The true believer, the good Muslim who has a good character, he knows that he will never be protected, no matter how much he tries. No matter how hard he tries to defend himself, he will be always criticized. So do not look and do not pay attention to people's criticism. Do not say, I don't like the destructive criticism. I welcome constructive criticism. You should welcome any kind of criticism because it will be always good for you. Ibn Hazm rahimahullah says, he praised you deeply, the one who criticized you unjustly. He praised you deeply, the one who criticized you unjustly. How that is possible? How the one who criticized you unjustly has indeed praised you deeply? He says because he was unable to find any shortcoming that you have. And therefore he had to fabricate a lie. And because of that, you are praised. At the first reaction, people might think that this is criticism. But then when they realize that this is wrong, this is not true, they will praise you. Because what was said is not true. On the other hand, Ibn Hazm rahimahullah says, the one who praised you unjustly has indeed criticized you deeply. You are deeply criticized by the one who praises you unjustly. The one who says that you are the most generous man and you're happy. Yeah, alhamdulillah, I have a lot of money and I am generous. But you're not. People hear that and they say, yeah, you are generous. Then they check on the facts. They see that you are making millions, but you never gave in charity. That will fire back. That will backfire against you. And therefore, the one who praises you unjustly has indeed criticized you deeply. And therefore, at any rate, you should be happy with people's criticism. Whether it reached you, whether you knew about it or no. Because sometimes people might criticize you behind your back. You never knew about it. So on the day of judgment, you will come and you will see that there are lots of good deeds in your record. You don't know where they came from. Well, they came from the people who criticized you, who backbit you. On the other hand, if people praised you and that reached you, it might harm you. It might lead to arrogance. And you don't want that. So at any rate, you should train yourself to be open-minded, to be happy with people's criticism. Because by all means, it's going to add to your virtuous character. It's going to improve your good deeds. That should be the struggle of the Muslim. It might be against your nature, but at the same time, you are looking at the bigger picture. You are saying, eventually, I am becoming a better Muslim. And you get used to it. Maybe the first time it will be hard, second time it will be hard also, but then it will become easier. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the ability to perfect our character. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us among those who listen to the guidance and follow the best of it. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.